You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And some elderly thinking that the interpretation is that taking too much time, it's better to have the young people to go out. But actually, it's alright, because if they go out, and I will go follow.
为什么？我也希望能够讲一些信息，叫他们在他们的程度上更容易吸收的。
Because indeed, I want to preach to them some messages that's on their level, that's easier for them to absorb.
等一下，我对你讲完之后要去教小孩子。
And after I preach here, I will go to the children's.
我相信我也可以教小孩子。
And I believe I can teach the kids.
我可以教年长的，也可以教小孩子。
And I do believe I can teach the elderly and I can teach the kids.
我告诉你，最难教的是少年人。
Let me tell you, the hardest one is the young people.
他们是我的挑战。
They are my challenge.
前两天晚上我碰见一些弟兄姊妹们，他们已经到别的地方聚会去了。
And a few nights ago, I come across some brothers and sisters. They start meeting somewhere else.
我也关心他们的情形。
And I'm very concerned about them too.
他们也知道我的女儿在哪里读书。
They knew where my goddaughter went to school, and so they congratulate me.
但是我告诉你，一个人功课好不好，他是在他的班上一样要竞争的。
And you know, there's a great competition, doesn't matter where you are.
这两位姊妹跟我同感，她说，哎呀，你知道我们两个孩子很不一样，那个读书很喜欢读，那个妈妈什么都好。
And this one sister shared with me, they said, you know, my two kids are so different. One is very, very careful and self-motivated. The other one is really taking it very easy.
我说个人有个人的福分。
And we say, they all have their own blessing.
弟兄姊妹们，我没有改变我的价值观念。
And I did not change my value.
我仍然得重复。
I want to repeat one more time.
一个人的价值是根据他在神面前的价值。
And one's value is really depend on how he is in the Lord.
你可以在一个最没有名气的学校读书。
You might be studying in the least famous school.
我差一点举个例子，不要举这个例子。
I better not to mention it.
正好也许有人还在读书，那糟糕了。但是就是你在一个最被最最不出名的学校读书，
even
如果你心向着神，说不定哈佛的毕业生将来你可以服侍他们，传福音给他们。
Even when you're studying in the least famous school, but maybe later on when you really have the heart in the Lord, later on you can minister to a Harvard graduate.
我们中间有弟兄姊妹的孩子也可能走上侍奉主的路。
And there are some children among that our brothers and sisters have. They might step up into into serving the Lord.
我心里非常欢喜快乐。
And I'm very, very happy for them.
Linda 的哥哥回到这里来，回到 Orange County 来。
And when Linda's brother came back,
他到我女儿学校去 recruit, 去要鼓励他们的学生去申请 Princeton.
He went to Fun Valley High to recruit for Princeton.
那天我的女儿不在，所以他们说，哎，我认识 Dorothy, 可是怎么她不在？
And that day, Dorothy was not there, and Albert said that, I knew Dorothy, how come she's not there?
Albert, 他们就说，那你怎么认识 Dorothy 的？
And said, how do you know Dorothy?
他说，我在他父亲的教会里面受浸的。
I said, oh, I bet pastor his dad's church.
我感谢主，他还记得他在哪里受浸啊。
I thank the Lord that he still remember where he's baptized.
我希望他在属灵上面更加努力。
And I hope that he will pay more attention.
也希望他的父母亲爱主侍奉主，有一天回到教会里面来。
And I pray that his parents will also love the Lord and serve the Lord and come back to the church.
我不会在这些点上妥协。
And I will never compromise on those.
一个人的价值不在于他的家道丰富。
And his one's value is not upon how rich one is.
而在于他在主的面前到底如何。
And rather how he is, what his heart is in the Lord.
好了，我讲的小孩子事情够多了。
And I've talked too much about the kids.
也许很快的我们把他们分出去，给他们更好的待遇。
And maybe very soon we will have a separate meeting for them and give them better provision.
我们再回到主耶稣身上。
Let's come back to the Lord.
主耶稣的生命一直连根立基于耶稣在父神的里面。
And Jesus' life is continuously rooted in the Lord.
所以他的生命一直彰显神的荣耀，一直教训神的儿女。
So his life continuously magnified God's glory and teach children.
这一天，他们带着这个新迎的夫人来到他的面前。
This day, they brought this woman to him.
这是一个很不公平的事情。
And it's very unfair.
但是他们的试探是非常巧妙的。
But their testing is very, very tricky.
他们来到耶稣面前，已经告诉他们说， 律法怎么说的。
And because he bring her to Jesus and then told him that what the law is supposed to do.
摆明在面前，律法这样吩咐，这样的人应当用石头打死。
He said, now, according to in the law, a person like this shall be stoned to death.
我想他们说这句话的时候，对那个妇人完全没有怜悯，没有同情。
And I believe when they claim that, they have no mercy, have no pity upon that woman.
而且可能充满了嘲笑。
And maybe it was the full of mocking.
但是弟兄姊妹们，他们基本上不是对着妇人说，是对耶稣说的。
But actually, they don't care too much about that woman. It's pointed at Jesus.
这个妇人不重要。
That woman is not important.
连名字都没有。
It does not even name mention.
他们的目标是耶稣。
Their target is Jesus.
他们要抓着把柄，要试探耶稣，好来办他。
They want to get the ground to accuse him.
为什么
？Why?
因为在那个时候，犹太人。没有杀人的权柄。
Because in that time, the Jews have no right to kill anyone.
国家的条件是什么
？What's the requirement of the law?
人民、土地、政府还有权利、主权，对不对
？And as a country, you have to have the people, the government, the ground, the territory, and authority.
有政府，可是却没有主权。
At that time, they have government, but they don't have the authority.
他们的主权受罗马的辖制。
And their authority is really from the Roman Empire.
他们不能够杀人。
They have no right to kill.
也不能够把这个妇人用石头打死。
And they have no right to stone that woman.
在这里你看见律法的冲突。
You see this, there's a controversy, there's a conflicting point of the law.
律法和政治的冲突。
This is, you see the conflicting point of the law and
political system. 卷到这个冲突里面。
They want to involve Jesus into this controversy.
耶稣一卷进去就出不来了。
And once Jesus got involved, then he won't be able to get out.
无论怎么样，总要有把柄。
No matter what he does, it's always that they can got hold of something to.
圣经里有个历史的榜样。
And in the Bible, there's a historical example.
They want to
arrest Daniel.
They say this person一点没有差错.
Because they say, well, there's nothing wrong with him.
他所办的事情没有一点差错.
All the things that he's doing is all okay.
国王也信任他.
And even the king really totally trusts
him. 我们若是要参他，若不在神的律法中间，就找不着.
Now, if we really want to impeach him, if not through the law of God, then we don't have any other way.
所以他们就要用祷告这件事情作为网络把但以理抓起来。
So they use the excuse, they raise the issue of prayer and to arrest him.
但以理给他们抓起来。
And Daniel was arrested by them.
但是却蒙了神的保守。
But then he was preserved by God.
这里主耶稣连抓都不给他们抓住。
Here Jesus wasn't even they couldn't even arrest Jesus.
所以这里也是一个智慧的试验。
So here is also a test of wisdom.
看看主耶稣有没有什么智慧能够从这个困难里面解决。
Just want to see if Jesus can get out of this one.
这个试验也是对于耶稣他的心的试验。
And also this is a test of for Jesus' heart.
看看有没有同情心 有没有怜悯心
just to see if Jesus has any pity have any mercy
但是也要看看耶稣基督是不是讲公义
and also they want to know if Jesus really just if he have to be fair
如果耶稣是一个以色列的教师
if Jesus is a Israel a teacher
他也坐在圣殿里面教训人
and he's sitting in the temple teaching people
他自己怎么能遵行神的律法呢
andDoesn't he required to also follow this law?
他如果不遵循神的律法，他还有什么资格教训人呢？
And if he does not follow, he does not obey this law, what right does he have to teach people about the law?
这些法利赛人就是站在这个地位上，坐在高位上，觉得说我们是遵循神律法的人，我们懂得神的道理。
Because these Pharisees they sit on the high seats and they say, we are the one that obey the law, we are the one that obey God.
但等到实验做完以后，神的光照在他们里面，他们良心发现。
But after this test, after this so-called experiment, the God's light shining in them and they see their own sins.
他们才看见自己被定罪。
They see that they themselves will be condemned.
主耶稣就有这个本领。
And somehow Jesus have that power.
他一句话也没有讲。
He didn't say anything.
他在地上画字。
He just make drawings on the ground.
我也不去猜他画什么字。
And I don't want to guess what he draw.
但是正在他不说话的时候也说了话。
But right in the middle of not saying anything, he spoke loudly.
我刚才说主耶稣在这里受试探，结果是这些文士、法利赛人受了试验。
See, originally that Jesus was supposed to be tested here, but eventually the Pharisees and the scribes are the ones being condemned.
他们是这样的人，你说该把他怎么办
？They asked, well, now, what should we, what do you say?
耶稣说什么呢？
And Jesus said,
耶稣说释放。
If Jesus said, oh, release her.
为什么释放？
Now why?
律法他说这样的人该用石头打死。
Well, according to the law, a person like this shall be stoned to death.
所以耶稣说打死。
And if Jesus said, well, stone her to death.
耶稣成了杀人犯。
Then Jesus become a killer.
他们说是耶稣说把他打死的。
Because they, well, Jesus said to kill her.
不仅他们在神的面前没有罪。
Not only they will be free of sin in the Lord.
在罗马的政权面前也没有罪。
And also they will be off the hook even in the law.
却把耶稣网络起来。
And then they can entrap Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个实验好厉害啊。
Now that's a terrible test.
但是我告诉你，耶稣的智慧是根据什么？
But what, where does Jesus' wisdom coming from?
你不是说律法吗？
Now you were talking about law.
申命记里面是讲到这个律法。
Indeed, in the Deuteronomy, there is a law like that.
你如果有兴趣，并且你也应该回去查22章24节。
And I believe you should go home and study Deuteronomy 22-24.
这里时间不够，我们不翻开来读了。
We don't have time, so we don't read it.
但是在律法里面也说。
But also in the law it says,
见证人是拿石头打，开始打的。
It said that the witness,The eyewitness is supposed to be the first one, supposed the one to cast the first stone.
那个丢第一块石头的人就是见证人。
The one who cast the first stone is supposed to be the witness.
所以弟兄姊妹们在英语里面已经有这句成语。
So we already have this saying in English.
我们中国的文化和福音接触的晚一点。
And our Chinese culture didn't have much contact with the gospel.
有时候需要翻译这些英文的时候，翻成中文人家还是看不懂什么叫丢第一块石头。
And even we want to translate the word cast the first stone, casting of the first stone, we still don't understand.
但是生命经里面讲得很清楚。
But in the book of Deuteronomy,
主耶稣读圣经比他们读得还要仔细。
But Jesus has even better understanding of the law.
他们不是说这样的人该怎么办吗？
They ask, what should we do?
主说，圣经里面
said,
律法里面不仅教导说这样人该用石头打死，也讲得清楚谁应该来定罪。
And Jesus pointed out to them in the law, not only said, what should we do with this kind of person, also it says who is supposed to cast the first stone.
你们说他是行淫时被拿的。
Now you said that he was caught. During the act of Deuteronomy. Adultery.
你们是这样说的。
Now, you said that.
所以你们是当中的目击者，见证人。
So you are the witness, eyewitnesses.
所以他说，你们中间，不是说谁是目击者可以打死人啊。
So he didn't say that who's the eyewitnesses shall cast the first stone.
他说，你们中间，谁是没有罪的，
可以
先拿石头打他。
Rather, he asked,Among you, who is the one that without sin can cast the first stone?
我稀奇这句话。
I'm really amazed at this.
稀奇在哪里呢？
Now why?
这句话这么有力量。
Because it has such power.
而且来得这么快。
And it reacted in such a quick way.
这些法利赛人以为这次一定把耶稣试探，一定把他抓住。
Because this time the Pharisees thought, haha, this time we're really gonna entrap him.
却没有想到耶稣一句话把他们的一切阴谋给破解了。
They never expect that just by this one word from Jesus, the whole thing just fell off.
他们来不及想对策。
Fall apart.
神的光就照在他们的里面。
Because they couldn't think of any way to counteract and the light of it.
他们没有跟耶稣说，不对啊，律法上不是这样讲的。
I was really amazed they did not argue with Jesus. Hey, this is not exactly what the law is saying.
弟兄姊妹们，当神的光照在我们里面的时候，比律法还要强啊。
But a lot of time when the light shine in upon us, is stronger than the word of the law.
请说你们中间谁是没有罪的人？
And Jesus
可以先拿石头打他。
Who's without sin can cast the first stone?
他们立刻被神的光所光照。
And they were right away they were enlightened by God.
可能他们没有犯奸淫的罪。
Maybe they didn't have the sin of adultery.
主耶稣说原则都是一样。
But Jesus said it's all in the same.Principle.
在我们的肉体里面，我们都是罪人。
Because in the flesh, we're all sinners.
你怎么能定罪别人？因为你是罪人，你没有资格定罪别人。
And how can you condemn anyone? Because no one is without sin.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，神的话叫我们大得安慰啊。
And this really gives us great comfort.
我以前曾经讲过，我不怕重复。
And I said about this before, but I want to repeat.
神儿女中间，我们没有彼此定罪的权利。
We don't have the right among the children of God to condemn each other.
定罪是圣灵的工作。
Because the condemnation is the work of Jesus.
连主耶稣都不定罪，他今天把定罪的工作交给圣灵。
Even Jesus does not condemn, and he give this to Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣亲身为我们死在十字架上。
Because he died for us on the cross.
他来不是要定世人的罪。
He come is not to condemn the world.
乃是要叫世人因悔改而得赦免。
But the world through him might be saved.
所以他把定罪的工作交给圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit come to condemn us.
圣灵就做工在他们的里面。
And then the Holy Spirit work in them.
他们就从老到少一个一个的走出去了。
And then from the oldest to the youngest, and one by one, they get out.
为什么从老到少一个一个走？
How comes from the old to one to young, they got out one by one?
有两个原因。
The two reasons.
一个是老年人比较灵敏感。
One is the elderly are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
另外一个原因是因为从小到老犯的罪比较多。
Another reason is that with greater age that we committed more sin.
我们累积更多的财富。
And we accumulate more wealth.
我们也累积更多的罪。
We accumulate more sin.
不晓得哪一个啊。我宁愿是因为老年人灵比较敏锐被神先光照。
I'd rather, believe that the elderly are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
至少我愿意第一个走出去。
At least I like to be the first one to get out.
因为我不愿意知道那里的结局如何。
Because I didn't want to know what's happening in there.
他们从老到少一个一个的都走出去了。
From the old one to the young ones that one by one they got out.
真稀奇啊。
And it's really marvelous.
一个一个都走出去了。
They all left.
只剩下耶稣和那个妇人站在当中。
Only Jesus and that woman left.
真奇怪啊。
It's marvelous.
他们一定是许许多多的人熙熙攘攘轰轰闹闹把这个妇人带来放在耶稣的面前。
There must be a great crowd brought forth this woman in front of Jesus.
带来的时候一进一切都是围观的。
I believe there's a great crowd already was there.
我不晓得这个妇人是不是从前放在监中的。还是把他从家里面拉出来的。
I don't know whether this woman was already arrested and was put in prison, or they just drag her out.
有一点怀疑是临时他们去把他找来。这个妇人是曾经犯罪的时候被抓住，他们就没有一直看守他。
And I have a hunch that they deliberately trying to get someone like this woman to come forward.
所以只抓到一个，没有抓到两个。
So that's why they only caught the woman and not the man.
但是现在不理了，走了。
And now they.Just left her and they all left.
所以弟兄姊妹，我就说他们根本不在乎这个什么道德的问题，他们不是那么有道德的人呢。
So they're not really. This is not a moral issue. They don't care that much.
他们真的是就是为了拿住耶稣的把柄。
Indeed, they are here to try to find fault in Jesus.
但是耶稣没有给他们拿住把柄。
But Jesus deflected them.
反而让他们心里面受了定罪。
But rather that their hearts were condemned.
那么剩下这个妇人怎么处理呢？
And then what do we do with this woman?
主耶稣起来拍拍手就走掉了。
And did Jesus just left?
那么妇人怎么办呢？
And what does this woman do?
她恐怕到今天还站在那儿。
Maybe he's still standing there until today.
她也不知道她该怎么办。
He doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
把一个人的罪暴露在那里而不给他解决的办法是很难过的。
When you expose somebody's sin and not to have a way out, that's a terrible thing.
如果 Thomas Hearing 到现在一直还在谈，他怎么办呢？
If the Thomas' hearing is still go on, what is he going to do?
你知道，在 Thomas' hearing 的时候，我心里想，恐怕跟这个情形有点像哦。
And during that hearing, I said, well, it's a little bit like this.
但是我很快就觉得说，不对，不对。
And right away, I said, no, that's not quite the same.
因为在这里，真正他们对付的是耶稣，不是这个妇人。
Because here they are trying to deal with Jesus. They're not pointed at this woman at all.
所以跟今天我们所说以为那些 moral issue 完全没有关系。
So it's not a moral issue.
好了，耶稣对这妇人怎么办？
So what did Jesus do?
耶稣能鼓励她继续这样吗？
Did Jesus encourage her to go on like this?
没有。
No.
主耶稣说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？
And Jesus said, woman, where are they?
我真是很佩服主耶稣说话怎么说的
了。I really admire the way that Jesus.
难道这些人出去耶稣不晓得吗？
Of course, Jesus know all these people left.
他却问妇人说。
But rather he asked the woman.
那些人在哪里呢？
Woman, he said, woman, where are they?
是要妇人知道。
And this would, so that this woman would know.
他今天好像站在审判台的面前。
It's just like this woman was standing before the judgment seat.
但是实在问题是那一些离开的人。
But the problem is really with the people who left.
就说那些人在哪里呢？
They say, where are they?
但对着妇人就说，没有人定你的罪吗？
He said, did no one condemn you?
你看这个妇人说什么？
And he just, let's read on, see what this woman said.
妇人对他说，主啊。
And she said, Lord,
主啊，
Lord,
没有。
No one.
昨天晚上，我的外公对我说，
Yesterday, my grandfather told me.
他说这个福音很好啊，福音很好，但是就是不民主啊。
He said this gospel is wonderful, but it's not so
democratic. 他说为什么叫要耶稣主啊主啊
？He said why do we have to call Jesus Lord?
那么他是主，我们是奴才了。
If he's the Lord, we're the slave.
他说你看末代皇帝，主是我们是奴仆了，
you see,
奴才了。
The last emperor, they call him the Lord, and those are the slaves.
他说这个太不公平了嘛。
This is not fair.
这不民主啊。
This is not democratic.
我是没关系，讲话又乱讲了。
I said, well, I'm a grandson, I can speak.
我说外公，对不起，主只有一位，神只有一位，我也不是选来的，也没有竞选过。
I said, I'm sorry, but there's only one Lord.
我说外公也只有一个呀，外公也只有，我不能到处说今年我们换个外公，我选某某做外公好不好
？You see, I only have one grandpa, and I cannot really elect one on this year and that year.
这个怎么可以民主呢
？And this is no way that you can.
我说如果你要
再
这民主，我明天不请你做外公了，我找了别人做外公嘛，怎么样
？If you're talking about democratic next year, I will elect somebody else to be my grandma.
你说好不好啊？你说好不好啊
？Now, do you like that？
当然，你说我是外孙嘛，讲话就糊涂，
see,
我是跟他随便讲，
see,
他也没法生我气，
I'm a grandson, 对不对 ？I can just talk like this. He won't get mad at me.
但这里有真理，对不对
？But there's a truth.
你不能选外公，你也不能选哪一个主啊。
You cannot choose your grandfather, you cannot choose the Lord.
这个妇人就知道她的生命，她的一切所有都是拜受耶稣之赐。
And this woman knows fully all was given by the Jesus.
所以她宁愿让耶稣来做主，对不对
？So she'd rather to have Jesus as her Lord.
巴不得我们在得救的那一刻，我们从心里说：“主啊，谢谢你，我的罪得了赦免，我属于你的了。”
I really wish that the moment we're saved, we can claim that Lord Jesus, that all is from you from now on.
主说：“耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。”
And then Jesus said that I will not.Neither do I condemn you.
在天下人间只有一位配定罪的。
And from the upon heaven and earth, there's only one person who can condemn.
不仅是因为他有这个权柄。
It's not because only he's got the authority.
也是因为他自己是完全没有罪的。
It's also because he's the only one who is perfect, who's sinless.
那就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus.
但是这个定罪，主留到将来。
But that condemnation that Jesus still saved until future time in the seat of judgment.
现在他却说我也不定你的罪。
And now he said, neither do I condemn you.
弟兄姊妹们在这里有没有看见救恩这个妇人说主啊求你赦免我的罪有没有这样说
Now did you hear the this woman said, oh Lord, please save me?
没有。
No.
他只是呼叫一声主啊没有。
And he only called out, Lord,No one.
但是耶稣说我赦免你的罪。
Then Jesus said, I forgive you.
弟兄姊妹，我们一个人怎么得到新的生命？
Now how do we receive a new life?
耶稣做了我们的救主。
When Jesus became our Lord.
他的血洗净我的罪。
And his blood washed off all our sins.
赦免我一切的不义。
And forgive all our iniquities.
所以我称呼他为主。
So I call him Lord.
所以我把我的生命献给他。
So I give my life to him.
亲爱的朋友们在这里你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗
Dear friend, do you want to receive Jesus to be your Lord?
你知道耶稣不定你的罪。
You know that Jesus will not condemn you.
但是圣灵已经叫你知道有罪。
But Holy Spirit inside already make you feel that you are full of sins.
也没有人定你的罪教会不敢定你的罪。
And nobody will condemn you. The church, even the church won't condemn you.
我们告诉你我们是罪人。
We only tell you that we are the sinners.
今天我们得救了。
Today we receive The
所以你也可以一样到主的面前接受他的救恩，让他来拯救你。
So in the same way, you can come before the Lord and receive him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主说不要再犯罪了。
And then Jesus says, sin no more.
为什么不犯罪了？
Now why? Why can we sin no more?
耶稣要做我们的主。
Because Jesus will be our Lord.
他要在我们的里面。
And he will be inside of us.
圣灵要给我们活水的江河。
And the Holy Spirit shall give us this living stream.
叫我们充满喜乐。
And so that we will be filled with joy.
叫我们大有能力。
And then we will be totally empowered.
弟兄姊妹们，请你们好好的读圣经。
So, brothers and sisters, please read your Bible.
请你在一切难处中间仍然坚持神给你的呼召和职分。
Even in all kinds of difficulties, still persist on the, on claiming the calling and God's will upon you.
为了一切的难处感谢神，因为他要帮助你。
And through all these problems, and you still praise the Lord because he will help you.
你要生根立基在他的里面。
He shall set roots deep down in him.
你要把福音传扬出去。
And you shall preach the gospel.
你要把耶稣不定人罪的真实。
And you,
把这个故事告诉别人。
And you shall tell all the people that the story that Jesus does not condemn.
求主祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。
And may the Lord bless every one of you.
好了，我要去教小孩子了。
Now I have to go to teach the kids.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我把赞美敬拜归给你。
Praise the Lord.
你是有恩典又怜悯的神。
You are full of grace and mercy.
你今天已经为我们成全了何等的救恩。
And you already accomplished such wonderful salvation for us.
并且圣灵光照在我们里面，我们自己知道我们是罪人。
And also Holy Spirit enlightened us so that we know we're sinners.
你没有叫我们永远留着站在那儿。
But you did not leave us alone there, just standing there all the time.
你对我们宣布赦免的好消息。
But rather you proclaimed the wonderful news of forgiveness.
所以我们要称你做我们的主。
So that we will call you our Lord.
让我们一生跟随你。
So that we will follow you all our lives.
求你祝福你的教会。
We pray that you bless your church.
祝福弟兄姊妹们。
And you bless your brothers and sisters.
让他们生命健壮。
And so that they will have great strength in their lives.
每个人都欢欢喜喜，每一个礼拜，每一个礼拜到你的面前学习你的话语。
And we will be in such joy that we come before you every week and we learn of your word.
至终让他们每一个人都生根立基在你的里面。
So that eventually everyone will set root deep down in you.
让每一个人都传扬你的福音。
And every single one of us will preach the gospel.
给我们每天的力量。
Give us our daily strength.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
靠耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.